Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
People can make a difference, particularly those of us who stand together on Christian and moral values. Just take, for example, Target plummeting in stock value and Chick-fil-A in New York, where there are long lines of people wanting to get in to buy Chick-fil-A. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Target was not doing really good financially, and then they stepped into this bee's nest by promoting the so-called transgender policy that boys could use and men could use women's facilities. And they thought they could just get away with it and they could ride this liberal trend. And, you know, people pushed back. And now lots and lots of people have signed this petition. And Target's stock value, which is amazing, has gone down between some estimates, $4 to $6 billion with a B dollars just in the last 30 days.
That's got to be getting their attention. But I'm so proud to see Christians come out in droves, whether it's boycotting something, you know, that's very much against godly principles, or boycotting, you know, with Chick-fil-A and coming out in droves and long lines and supporting these businesses that stand for traditional marriage.
Yeah, they say money talks.
Absolutely.
And Target, in order to be politically correct here, if I were a stockholder, I'd be furious. In 30 days, a clear connection between the boycott that has gone viral across the nation. Just one petition alone with our friends at the American Family Association, they're pushing toward 1.5 million signatures of this petition. People have stopped going in. I know I went in. I told Target, I talked to management, I said, look, I am not shopping here anymore. My family's not. My extended family's not. And the manager just shook his head and nodded and smiled as if to say, I agree, but I can't say anything about it, in a kind of a knowing way. So that's a boycott. Yet in a boycott sense of the thing, we see with Chick-fil-A, Mayor de Blasio in New York City saying, we need to boycott Chick-fil-A. So what happens? People come out in, as you said, Holly, in droves with lines still around city blocks in support. And you would think they had learned after Chick-fil-A Day a few years back, where across the country, Chick-fil-A doubled its single daily income in any given day because people came out in support when they attacked Dan Cathy and Chick-fil-A for standing firm for marriage. So when,
you know,
this is faith in action.
It really is encouraging, should be encouraging for people who think that they can't make a difference. They're just one
Absolutely.
Voice. And you see all this immorality just coming out of the floodgates, if you will, just being unleashed upon the country. And you've got these companies that pile on with regards to North Carolina. All this came out of the North Carolina situation in terms of the Target situation, where Target piled on to the people who said, well, I'm going to, Bruce Springsteen, I'm not going to sing in North Carolina. So what? I mean, big deal. The pornography website saying, we're going to block people that are in North Carolina. Well, great. You know, I'm glad they're going to do that. And, you know, the NFL jumping on. Then Target jumped on and says, well, we're going to have a transgender policy. Everyone can use our restrooms, facilities. They thought they could just
go on.
And
dressing rooms, don't forget that.
Yeah, their whole dressing rooms, fitting rooms, and so forth. They thought they could just go on their merry way and push their liberal agenda. They already had a track record of being very liberal in this area, radical, frankly. And then the people said, no, wait a minute. We will exercise our discretion not to patronize you. And now American Family Association has about 1.5 million petitions, which is huge. Others, Liberty Counsel, we have a petition as well. You can go to libertycounsel.com to sign that. And these petitions are making a difference. $4 to $6 billion loss of stock value in 30 days. That is huge for the shareholders and for others. They ought to be livid over Target. And yet Target still hasn't reversed its position. Well, if Target wants to go down and sink over this issue, let them sink. You know, the people have a right to exercise their voice. Then on the other hand, you've got the Mayor de Blasio. He says, well, Chick-fil-A shouldn't be welcome in New York City. Why? Because Dan Cathy and the family believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. So his so-called advocation for a boycott does exactly the opposite. What happens? People flock to Chick-fil-A. And Holly, you have a photograph of people standing out in long lines on the sidewalk trying to get into Chick-fil-A to buy the Chick-fil-A sandwiches and so forth.
And you know what's so encouraging too? Chick-fil-A never asks for any business. Like the years ago when they had that, you referred to Matt Barber, when they all came out and supported with the same-sex marriage issue was hot. They never asked for additional business. The Christian just said, you know, we're going to come support you. And just like now, they're supporting this business. And that is saying something very loudly.
It is. And there's an irony here, too. Mayor de Blasio is married to a woman, Shirlane McCray, who is a former homosexual, lesbian. She left the lesbian lifestyle, married Mayor de Blasio. They have, I think, three beautiful kids. It seemed like a nice family. But his radical leftism here and his hostility toward Christianity, it's really kind of hypocritical and ironic when you consider that she is an ex-gay. And they say that ex-gays don't exist, former homosexuals don't exist. Yet here she is a liberal woman acknowledging that she for decades was in the homosexual lifestyle and she found freedom. She left that lifestyle.
You know, I love this verse in Proverbs 11:18. A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. And I think we can definitely say that for businesses like Chick-fil-A and these other businesses that have stood firm for godly principles.
You know, Chick-fil-A obviously is closed on Sundays. You may have had that experience where you thought, maybe after church I'm going to go get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You drive by a Chick-fil-A, oh, it's not open. It's not open because of their Christian beliefs. They have made the decision, do I stay open on the seventh day of the week here? Do I stay open another day and have the extra money that could actually generate? Or do I go on biblical principles and believe that God can bless me greater in the 6 days if I honor the seventh day? And so, in fact, what they've done is they've chose to close. And you know what? Here's a little tidbit. It's easier, according to this note, to get into Harvard than to become a Chick-fil-A franchisee. Why?
Wow.
According to the New York Post, 99.3% of the 20,000 applicants last year were rejected. Why? Because Chick-fil-A is dominating the fast food industry.
That's awesome.
So if you want to be a Chick-fil-A franchisee, and you want to apply for Harvard, you're probably going to get into Harvard University easier than you'll be a Chick-fil-A franchisee because it is at the top of the fast food industry because people like it. And you know what? God has not only blessed them, but overwhelmingly blessed them for standing on their Christian principles.
And James 1:12 promises that. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
You know, I remember when we were kids, so many businesses were closed on Sunday. They respected Sunday as the day of rest. And Chick-fil-A has continued that tradition when others have decided to open and make that additional money. And they've continued to do that, and God has continued to bless them.
You know, it is quite amazing when you see the Chick-fil-A and others, you know. So when you're looking at doing business decisions and you're saying, well, should I open this other day? You know, I'm going to get a lot of extra money. I can donate that to different charitable causes. They chose to stand on biblical principles. And you know what? God bless them.
And their employees appreciate it as well.
And, you know, the fact is that we ought to patronize those companies that honor God, and we ought to vote with our dollars against those companies that dishonor him. Obviously, Target is feeling the pressure, and they should continue to feel the pressure. I can tell you personally, I will never go back to a Target. You know, they will have to literally change for a significant change and stay changed for a long time. I kind of doubt Target's going to do that. You know, frankly, we'll see what happens. But continue to make your voice known. As Matt Barber said, don't just sign a petition. call them up or walk into the store and tell them so that they hear it from you. Because obviously they can see their stock falling, they can see customers not coming into the store. But if they also hear from you politely the reason why you're not going to go there because of their transgender policy, it puts people at risk, defies common sense, they're going to get even a greater message. So make your voice heard today. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.